everyone.
Hello.
Just to let you know,
we're going to hawk our wares at you.
Just to let you know that for the next couple of weeks, we've got merch available. It won't be available forever. So if you want it, go and get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where can we find it?
That's coming later.
You'll have to find out.
You'll be able to find it through the links in our socials. Enjoy the episode. Good luck editing that together.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, it's it's me again. It's just us again. It's that time of the week where I am up at 2 in the morning editing and I'm talking to you on my phone, telling you what you're about to listen to. If you listened to our first Young Dracula episode and thought, oh, that's not bad, I'll listen to their second one. Wow, thank you so much. That's so generous of you. We're doing the exact same thing again. So I have split this one into two, part A and part B. It's the same episode, but we're just splitting it in two because otherwise it would be very long. And this time we're focusing on series 3, 4, and 5. So we've done the Welsh seasons, the sitcom seasons of Young Dracula. And now we're going to do the dark seasons. In 2 short weeks, we will stop plaguing your ears with our vampire content. We will move on to something else. But yeah, you've got a few more hours of Young Dracula content to wade through. And again, this one was filmed in a studio, so it is available for you to watch on YouTube if you prefer the visuals to the audio. And as always, thank you so much for joining us here. We're so grateful to be joined by you and that you allow us time and space in your head. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to choose to listen to, and you chose to listen to us. Why, I don't know, but we are grateful. That's enough. I'm sick of hearing my own voice, to be honest, so enjoy the show.
If I'm that afraid for my life, I will piss on the floor.
I've already pissed.
Part two.
Why is that funny?
Part two of Young Dracula. We've done season 1 and 2, and now we're on to the dark ones.
3, 4, 5.
3, 4, 5, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, mine was crap. Someone else, the metal one, do it. That's
there
one
we
here.
Go.
Mine's plastic.
So because it's vampire themed again, Jeez. Laura and I are in our Cheers. Goth getup. Cheers. And
yours
we've got
metal.
No, glass. You've got a plastic.
Yeah.
One. So we've all got teeny tiny 187 mil bottles of red wine.
I'm allergic to sulfites.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
This is 2.5 UK units.
Mm.
2.5? Mine's 2.1.
Mm. And mine is 13.5. That's no, percentage. Hang on. That. where are the units then?
In that little glass. There's a little.
Oh, 2.5.
Chief medical officer, yeah.
Yeah, 2.5.
Because mine's 13.5 as well.
Yeah. Okay.
What a fascinating start.
I know. So I've got the Malbec.
I've got really, really recognizable.
The Rioja one.
Cab Sav. Would you like to sponsor us?
Yeah.
What,
actually, yeah.
Cab Sav?
Casamania.
You don't know what this is. I could be drinking any red wine.
Yours is the only yours is the only one I would have known covered up.
The yellow label one.
Campo Viejo.
Campo
Viejo. I did a Spanish degree.
You actually did?
I was just thinking earlier about how the podcast lets all three of us use our degrees, but you only get to use half of your degree.
Yeah, I didn't just do a Spanish degree. I did
a drama degree also.
As well. And then I also did another degree. I've got lots of degrees. I'm very clever. And that's why I'm here on Wednesday night.
Laura is going to have three degrees. One of my favourite vocal groups, and that's not a joke, it's the truth.
She's got less subjects than me, though.
Yeah, 3 degrees in one subject.
But I get a new, what is it called, suffix? No.
Suffix? Prefix?
Title. I get a new title out of mine.
Oh, yeah, suffix would be if you went at the end.
Yes, doctor. Yeah.
How have our days been?
My day's been pretty good. My week's been pretty shit. It's less than a week since we recorded the first... the first two
Young
series,
Dracula.
The first episode, and I've experienced quite a lot of death in the last 6 days.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about it earlier because I
don't mean to laugh. It's just it's a lot, isn't it?
Well, to talk about dead people, I was thinking about the other day, like how when you guys are not feeling like having a really great day, but you have to record anyway. Like, how do you bring it?
Well,
do I?
I think that because I would probably have a lot of a much harder time if it wasn't you guys that I recorded with.
Well, in The Boat That Rocked, there's a scene where Chris O'Dowd, who's just experienced a breakup, is, you know, really depressed, and then he's got to go live on air, and you can see him use every ounce of energy in his body to sort of do the... And that was, and I've done that, like, because I did my show this morning. It does, sometimes if you're not in the mood, it really takes it out of you to, oh, life's so hard, isn't it? Life's so fucking hard. I actually love doing it, and I love doing this, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, I always know I'm going to have a lot of fun. I never have a bad time when we film it, so if I am in a bad mood or a bad whatever before we start recording, I know that recording will cheer me up.
Me too.
I've been on the radio a couple times, but not most of the time against my will. So,
can I say sorry? I probably should have asked you to follow up on that.
It's fine if you don't want context. I will happily leave that as a mystery as to what the hell I mean.
Okay, all right.
It's up to you. Do you want to know?
Well, I just want to, before I forget to say this, because I do need to say it. This episode is full of spoilers for seasons. Like with 1 and 2, we didn't really care about spoiling that for you, but
this is a linear storyline that we are going to talk about,
and it's gonna be spoiled.
Go watch it and then come back if you care.
You won't regret it. It's
have
a
you
fantastic
gone?
Series.
Are you back?
Are you back?
Did BBC iPlayer crash for you guys as well?
You crashed it because you were watching it at like 2.5 speed.
Sorry,
I still didn't manage to finish it.
I had a week. I've had more than full-time amount of hours to work this last week. And I had a week to watch 3 seasons of telly, which is about 19 hours of telly. No, I didn't get it done, but it's also because I really need to get the other stuff done.
Well, I started early, and me and Meg have in the last couple of weeks just binged seasons 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah. In the last few days, I binged 3 and 4 and then most of 5.
I've done 3, 4, and 5 in 6 days.
It's really impressive what you've done.
I'm magic.
The horror spread to my face. My face! One of my best features. Well, you don't need my hair. My hair. My hair, Renfield.
Can I start by asking, do we prefer these seasons to the early ones?
Yes and no. Right?
Me too.
Because they are... Number one, when I first started watching series 3, I thought I wasn't going to like it. And it took me longer to get into than the first two. But I did get into it. I did really enjoy it. I haven't just binged, 39 hours of TV in a week because I hated it.
No, it's half of 39.
39 half hours. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I would not.
39 episodes, I think I meant to say.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it, obviously. If I really wasn't liking it, I simply wouldn't have finished it, and then I would have brought that as my discourse.
Do you know how little I watched of Heads? Literally as much as I had to, and then it was like, absolutely not. This is garbage. This wasn't garbage.
I would have just come and been a hater for 2 hours. So.
Oh, I know you would have done. Yeah. I feel like you're still going to.
No, I'm not.
About certain things, Erin.
I have to kiss you.
Technically, I have to kiss you.
Are you using a desperate situation to get a cheap snog?
It's ancient vampire lore. A kiss from the chosen one will protect you from the flames. Simple.
Just go for it.
Yep.
Oh, I will be a hater.
I'm yes and no as well, because like there's the things that I like the most about season 1 and 2 are not in the rest of the show. Well, they are, but like less featured. It's less funny. It's less zany.
Renfield said you had some news.
What? What? Oh, yes, I do, I have, Renfield! Would you be quiet?
I'm trying to look for the thing.
Shush! Oh, God.
And that was the
stuff. Ooh, you've not seen most of season 5, though.
Okay, but collectively, 3, 4, 5, less zany.
Okay.
Than 1 and 2.
There's a tonal shift apart from the count.
Yes.
He remains the same character the whole way through.
I would say Renfield as well.
Oh, Renfield is outstanding.
Renfield is potentially the strongest character Renfield, in the whole thing.
Here we are. Normal drinks served in normal way. What could be more normal?
I think he gets more competent. But in a way that makes sense.
No, he stands up to the count a bit more. They've got more of a back and forth now, which is nice.
I don't think that he's more competent. I think he's always been competent, but he is essentially a different character in the 3, 4, and 5 because he's had this memory wipe and he's different, right? But he's the same.
So I've been thinking about this a lot. I would like to... Yeah, I would like to draw a comparison between seasons 3, 4, and 5 of Young Dracula to 5, 6, and 7 of Buffy.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'll tell you why.
I don't know if it's come up before, but we all love Buffy. Elsie is next level about Buffy.
I can't argue with that. But yeah, the way that this is how I'm gonna, so listen, I've been thinking about this a lot. Why are you laughing? this is culture.
It makes sense. It makes total sense. It's really fitting. There's no reason for me to be laughing.
Let me explain. I've not explained it to you. So season 5 of Buffy, season 3 of Young Dracula.
Yeah.
Darker tone to both. The introduction of a brand new main character that divides the audience.
Oh.
That happened in both.
My darker side's part of me now. My powers are honed and I'm ready to rule.
Season 6 and season 4. Starts off thinking, oh, this is fun. This is going to be a fun series. This is funny. And then it turns into one of the most depressing seasons and major character death. So that's the comparison there.
I want to see vampires and slayers in the same room getting on.
Doing what? Karaoke?
You choose the event. We'll come and observe.
You agreed what? A sporting event. Vampires v slayers.
Sport.
You're dying. I need to change you into a vampire to save you. What do I do?
Don't do it. Vlad?
Erina.
Open the curtains.
Not now, you need to rest.
Vlad! Get me a mirror.
I can't.
Why not?
You know why.
You
were dying. I had to.
I will never forgive you.
Tag. Then season 7 of Buffy and season 5 of Young Dracula. Balls to the wall insane.
My loathing will live on for eternity. I curse you, Ninja!
Renfield? Renfield! Bread! Bread!
Powerful vampire in his skull!
That is my only son!
Then it could contain all the evil in the entire universe.
There's a lot of evil.
Sprawling, messy, completely jumps the shark, and yet very satisfying. Would you go with that?
I don't think.
In it?
Yeah.
I don't think they jumped the shark. That's...
Of Buffy? Or
either of them. Okay. I don't think either of them overstay their welcome.
Okay, yeah, that is what that means, isn't it? Okay, fair enough. But you hear what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I would... Would you go with that comparison?
I would, in the sense that I would I would have preferred if the series 3-4 storyline had continued into series 5 than series 5's weak storyline.
Yeah.
Yes.
In that, but I didn't...
Which we'll get into.
I don't think it overstayed its welcome in... I wasn't sick of it. Like, I wanted to watch more of it.
I'd have watched more of it.
I wasn't so jazzed about Vlad's human mother that then gets memory wiped at the end of the series. Like, oh, there was no point you being here at all. Everything that's just happened has been pointless.
Which I...
Especially if that hadn't been the final series. Like, I get why it happened. It wasn't the final series. Like, but if it hadn't been... That would have been a shit waste of a series.
I knew you were a half-breeder, but I never thought your mum would be of a... Oh, hang on. If the count's dead and you're a half-breeder, then of course your mum had to be a breeder, didn't she? Oh, got it now, yeah. Oh, that's nice you found her, isn't it? You must be very excited indeed. This feels like a family moment.
Shall we explain what the three seasons... The very...
Yeah.
Vague overview of the three seasons. Yeah. So, well, do you want to do season 3?
Okay, because
you've seen it most recently.
So in series 3, they've moved away from Stokely. They live in...
Garside.
Garside.
I don't know why my mouth wanted to say Grimsby.
Mouth wanted to say Gravesend.
Gravesend, yeah. They've moved away from Stokely because they were chased out by Ingrid, who went mental and evil at the end of the second series, as if she hasn't been mental and evil the whole time.
But, you know, she wanted the streets of Stokely to run red with blood.
Yes.
Which that's what she said.
Which is the funniest sentence ever.
And, so they live in Gar... whatever.
Liverpool. Really not hard. Garside.
Liverpool.
Yeah, the Count owns a school now, like a posh school.
Yes. And... Vlad is a student at this school, and
it's been how many years between? Was it 3 or 2?
3, I think.
I think it was 4.
3 or
it's been some time.
It's been some time.
It is either 3 or 4 because in one of the series, Ingrid says that she's 20, and in the last series, Vlad is turning 18. So it's been like 3 or It's been like three or four, and it spans like 2 or 3 years, right?
The Dracula resident Stokely Castle was burnt to the ground yesterday. There are unconfirmed reports that the eldest daughter, Ingrid, perished in the blaze.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
I loved her, Zoltan. I know I didn't always show it, but I loved her. She was the best castle I ever owned.
He was talking about Ingrid.
No, I wasn't.
There's
at school.
Yeah, so the Count owns this school, which is weird.
That and lives happen. In the attic.
And lives in the attic of the school.
And the head teacher just accepts this. And
do they live in the attic or the basement?
Attic.
Because there was one time where they were like, let's go down home, like downstairs home.
No, they live in the attic.
But yeah, they're always coming down from, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't, why would you live closer to the sun?
They're like live-in landlords, basically. For this school.
Relatable.
And he funds the school or something?
He funds the school.
Very strange.
And he has to sign off on like all of the financial decisions and hiring.
So weird.
And he's in love with the head teacher, Mrs. McCauley, who's one of the best characters in the whole
show.
The whole show is one of the best characters.
Time for a tea break. Sorry, who are you?
This is my mum.
Magda, Carmilla, Elisabetta, Barthoria, Westenra.
Alex, Macaulay. Vicky?
No, thank you.
What happens in the series?
Yeah, Erin comes along.
Erin, who is... she's got the Draculas convinced that she is a vampire...
been turned
half fang, not born a vampire, and
full fang, I guess,
full fang, and
full set.
But she's not. She's a slayer whose brother has been bitten, and she's trying to find
by Ingrid
in Stokely, and she is trying to find a cure for him.
I told you, I'm going to cure you. If I can wipe out the bloodline that infected you, the curse will be lifted.
You can't wipe out the Draculas.
Ever since Ingrid bit you, she's been getting weaker and weaker. All I need is one chance to get close to her.
And how do you plan to do that?
They've just invited me to live with them.
You can't live with vampires. You're a vegetarian.
And a trained slayer.
With a pulse.
I've been using stasis spray, remember? It blocks out my heartbeat, my breathing, and my scent.
And she initially thinks that wiping out the clan of the vampire who bit you can reverse the curse,
which
I suppose.
We never find out if that's true or not.
No, we don't, because she falls in love with Vlad and then doesn't want to kill them anymore.
Yes, and then her brother becomes a full vampire anyway, and he gets really weird.
And annoying.
Vlad also goes evil this series as well.
Briefly yeah.
Goes evil. He's
bad
so
Vlad was
hot.
Horrible. Oh.
So I know that everyone like fancied Vlad in these seasons. I didn't until season 5.
I didn't at all. What? No. At no point.
You didn't.
I think he doesn't look not like my boyfriend.
I don't think he looks at all like
I think that they
Meg's
would be in
boyfriend.
The same police line.
Yes, I
like,
agree.
The same genre.
Yeah. Yeah.
I firmly do not see that.
I think that that's what he looked like when he was
a teen.
19, yeah. 20.
I don't think that... I didn't fancy Vlad the way everyone else did until season 5. And then he came in season 5.
The
and
neck
he's,
tattoo.
And he's got this neck tattoo.
I've
and
just
then,
been on my gap year finding myself. And we
no, that's him.
That's what else he likes in a man.
No, it's not. But then,
it's
because season 5, the attention to detail is appalling. They keep forgetting to put the tattoo on him and he just loses it.
No weapons at the table?
Ah, they're not stakes. These are Tibetan meditation statuettes. One black, one white. The yin and the yang, the darkness and the light.
I'm so sorry. It's all fascinating. Renfield, let's eat.
When he started talking, he's like, oh, I'm vegetarian, and we did the meditations at the temple.
In Tibet.
And I was just like, oh my god. I'm sure you did, but shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I do. I love Vlad very much, but I do find season 5 Vlad to be quite annoying.
And the Van Helsings are back, except Eric's dead.
This is still season 3.
And
yes.
Mina is now head
Slayer.
Slayer.
Yeah.
And they like show up and they've got everyone convinced that they're so
still mind wiped.
Yeah, so they at the end of series two they were mind wiped, and they're trying to convince everyone that they're still mind wiped, but they're not.
Vlad, this is mad. You go to this school? I don't believe this.
So, what are you doing here?
My mum landed a job with the local education authority. She had to see Miss McCauley. Seeing as we're relocating, I thought I'd check out the sixth form.
Total coincidence, then.
Total. Why did you leave Stokely in such a rush? I mean, one minute he was there and the next...
Down to Dad. You remember what he was like, don't you?
Who could forget? Bonkers. Mm. Good laugh, though.
That's him.
They don't try very hard. They try for, like, a day.
That is one thing I'd like to say about these series, is that not a lot of effort is put into things, and it doesn't take a lot of effort to save the day. That is something I've found myself disappointed with how easily things were solved.
Also, Vlad is, if you've forgotten, the chosen one, so this series is also following up on what that means.
Yeah, because another thing that happens in season three, there's a episode early on where, because he's the chosen one, he's getting all these tutors, and they're all like comedy tutors. Like, one of them's too strict and the Count garlics her. One of them,
Nanny Mueller,
is the Count's friend, and Vlad gets rid of him. And then a third one comes along, and he's very sort of pompous. And you think, like, oh, this is just another, I know how this is going. He's going to get rid of him.
My name is Bertrand de Fortunesa.
Sorry, Bertrand.
Bertrand.
Ah, great. You're one of them. Look, I don't care what Dad's told you.
I've never met your father.
But he sent for you, though.
Nobody sent for me. I came to find the chosen one. He who can open Predictum Impava, Vladimir Dracula. It is my solemn duty and honor to present you with. Predictum Impava.
Right, so what does it do?
But no, he sticks around for two seasons.
His name is Bertrand.
He was second or third most popular fic? No, Robin was the most popular.
Oh, you're right, sorry, yes.
He was either second or third most popular ship with Vlad.
With Vlad.
Which in the third season, I don't see at all. In the fourth season, I get it.
His name is Bertrand de Fortunesa.
Bertrand.
But he says it in a like French accent.
That he doesn't have at any other point.
And then he's northern the rest of the time.
I was thinking, this is really unusual casting, because Bertrand is like a very old vampire whose like duty it is to find the chosen one and
he's
help
like,
help train them up to perform their duties. And yet he's like a bit older looking than Vlad and northern with like curly hair. And it's like, this is very strange casting.
Yeah.
And I found him really annoying and like a useless character in season three.
But we've wasted a lot of time. Now it's imperative for you to open the Predictum Impava.
I know, you keep telling me.
Yeah, but you don't listen. Vlad, time's running out. There are other forces at work here. The clan leaders are waiting. They have expectations.
His role in season three is sort of a chosen one storyline. He brings in this evil book. I forgot what it's called. The Predator.
Predictor in paper.
It's like held together with like skeleton hands like this.
Yeah.
And when they come to open it, their fingers go like this. And then it opens and it's really gross.
But yeah, like,
and also really shit. Try harder. If you can make Renfield look like that, you can make that book a bit better.
The whole point is that as the chosen one, he has to open the book, or he's not really the chosen one. First and foremost, I think stupid. Don't open a book like that. Look at it. Leave it alone. And then they put blood in it.
It won't open. Have you tried forcing it?
Have you tried breaking the bones? You know what bones are?
Smash it on top of
it. Instead, Vlad just needs to think really hard at it to get it to open.
And I just, like, if you open a book and the pages are blank, walk away.
On Bertrand.
Or use it for writing.
I hated him in season 3. And then in season 4, he was like the best.
I really liked him.
Loved him in season 4. What Laura said was, some men really need their facial hair, which is mean. I just think he looks great.
I don't personally think the facial hair makes an awful lot of difference to
He is a better character in season
3. He looks a lot like the kid, the main actor in Hereditary. The main guy in that, I think Bertrand looks like him in the first season, and then he looks better and more, I guess, suave in the third season.
I think he's got more ridiculous clothes.
I love his coats.
Yes, his coats.
What, his ridiculous coats?
And his, like, living quarters. He is, like, full vampire, like... Because they don't all, like, go in for that look, but Bertrand really does.
Fucking Vlad is an IKEA boy and continues to be one.
He's a little IKEA boy.
In season 1 and 2, he's got IKEA bed sheets that we had. And then in season 3, 4, 5, he's got IKEA pillows and lamps that we had.
And Laura
well.
Is currently wearing shoes that Ingrid wore. She wears those in the show.
I'd like to know how they make money. Because they must get things from breather places if he's got IKEA sheets. But where do they make their money from?
I think, are they not funded by Magda's parents? I assume. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there's also, because if they're landed gentry, which they were, presumably, that means they get taxes. They might just have been sitting on money for a Vampires Maybe are usually a, wealthy and
Do you
stuff.
Think it's a private school?
Yeah, it looks definitely like one. Definitely a private school. But also, this is how vampire stuff usually works, is that they've had money for so long, they save money for so long. They're just like, you know how rich people will stay rich forever if they just keep their stuff in savings because the compound interest is crazy?
But there is a little storyline in season 5 where the Count keeps saying, like, oh, all the money's gone.
We could turn the empty classrooms into bedrooms, each with their own en-shriek bathroom.
Oh, could I book into the honeymoon suite? I could wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue like the veins on my neck. Oh, fighty, fighty, fighty.
You'll be doing reception and room service and laundry, basically. You'll be doing everything.
Yeah, that'll make a change.
All those in favour of getting caught running an illegal breather-biting hotel and turned to dust, raise your right hand.
Keeping this empty barn running's draining me dry.
True. Because the school is closed in season 5.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we explain what season 4 is?
Malik.
Ah, Malik. Malik, good name. From the old country.
Yeah, my parents came from Bistritz.
Oh, I know Bistritz well. Who are your parents?
My mother's name was Elisabetta. And my father gave my mother this locket.
No, 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 no. You can't be.
I'm your son. Your eldest son.
And you only thought to mention this now.
The character of Malik is introduced.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So Vlad has become the ascended chosen one, and yes. He's taken over his role as child dictator of the vampire world. And not well. And he's introduced...
If he was good at it, there wouldn't be a story.
Yes, I know. I can still say that he's bad at it, though.
He is bad at it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so season 3...
He's a little shitbag, actually.
Season 3 ends with the slayers and the vampires basically saying, Let's try and work together.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
That evil book with blood because they're stupid, and a man comes out of it who was the previous chosen one. The previous chosen one, covered in leather armor that looks like someone glued rocks to it. And then his Cetheus, is that his name?
Don't know, mate.
Is it one episode or two episodes that he's in?
Two.
He's shit. And a bad villain.
He's just so evil that it makes all the vampires and the slayers go, oh, maybe we should work together because this man's insane.
Well, yeah, he's insane. He's not even that interesting. He's like, oh, let's kill everyone. Let's move south as we're killing everyone. It's like, okay, just, you could be more interesting with your evil, but fine. And then they're all like, well, because they didn't know what would happen when they filled the book with blood because they're stupid. Sorry, I just don't think you should fill artifacts with blood and expect nothing to happen.
I think it's a fun scene when Jono and his mum are in the castle and...
They're in a tent.
Yeah. They get a little pop-out tent because vampires can't enter without being invited. Yeah. So they just sit in it in the middle of the room.
They're like, oh, you're going to need to wee at some point. Like,
I could piss on the floor. Like, if I'm that afraid for my life, I will piss on the floor.
I've already pissed.
It's a tent. We can just quietly and stealthily leave. Because a tent's pretty mobile, even when you're in it.
Well, yeah, they start trying to kind of shuffle it along.
Yeah, and then he's killed really quickly, and I just thought it was a really boring finale. Like you said, too easy as well. Like, it was really easy.
Yeah.
Vlad gets with Erin. Yeah.
Erin dies. Well, Erin dies, and then Vlad, despite being told by everyone and Erin not to bite her to save her, bites her to save her. And then she goes evil, but in a boring way.
Yes.
And then is dusted at the end of the series.
No, she's not.
Is she not just,
no, she her and Malik,
yeah, they just
they
leave.
Sort of leave. So I think that this is something that
I wanted. Oh, I forgot, she is dead though. She does die, we just don't see
but
it.
But this is something that I find really like a shame, because she's a massive part of seasons 3 and 4, and then she wants that really emotional episode where she's dying and Vlad decides to turn her, and then she hates him for the rest of the season, despite them having, I think, really good chemistry.
A stake right here, and I'd live. Because you stole my heart.
Really? You're going with that one?
Oh, come on. Don't pretend it's not working.
What am I going to do with you?
I'll make a list.
I'm on fire.
I'll say.
No, really. Thanks.
No, thank you. It was brave.
Before.
They don't have any chemistry. They do. Let alone they good do. Chemistry.
So
the scene where they flirt, I genuinely went, ugh.
I like it. Anyway. She leaves right, with Malik to sort of bite people in France. And then it is mentioned.
You know the problem with French blood.
Too garlicky.
Too garlicky.
Then it's mentioned. In season 5 that she got dusted, and it's like, for a character that was so important, the way that she's removed is so unceremonious. Like,
that
there is no
few times,
there's no showdown with Vlad and Vampire Erin. She just begins to not like him. It's really depressing, and then she leaves, and then it's mentioned that she dies, and it's really it's just such an anticlimax, and I think it's a shame for that character. And one day I would like to buy that actress many, many drinks, because she had, like Michelle Trachtenberg in Buffy, she had a difficult job with getting people on side.
I'm just disappointed with what they did. Like, the potential for her and then what they actually did with her. You've got, like, this girl who claims, or in some instances acts quite... I don't need your help. Don't help me. Get away from me, strange boy. And then literally
vampire.
The second something goes wrong, is very scared of everything, despite being a trained slayer. So it's no wonder her brother got bitten.
She never displays any trained slayer
No, she's just quite sniveling the whole time.
Like, she's a brilliant actress, I think.
Like, when she gets stuck out on the roof, they all think she's a vampire, right? Except for Vlad. No, she's not. And she gets locked out in this bit of...
On the balcony.
Yeah, on like a balcony kind of place. And
because some of the vampires are trying to... Well, the Count is trying to get rid of her.
And
so.
I think if you have Slayer training, just based on some of the stuff we've seen with Slayer training... Try and climb down. You're not that high up. Yeah. And it's a very climbable building. Just do anything.
She also looks like Charity Shop Sue.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, she does. She's really pretty. But that hair, what were they doing to her?
Terrible hair.
It's all the like big tartan scarves.
The big tartan scarves
that we all had when we were 30.
That's not their fault. That's 2012's fault.
Yeah. It's a little bit Sadie J hair as well, isn't it?
It is, but not as nice.
Not as
A lot more Charity Shop.
What
too.
Were they? They like had this feathery kind of middle-aged woman look.
Yeah. No. It was, she has like Karen hair.
Yeah. It's really weird. She's got highlights, and she's meant to be like.
I had
16, 17, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, I wasn't a Slayer, and I wasn't not without any family living in someone else's house, miles away from any hairdressers, so that's fair.
No, it's more like she's got Karen highlights.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it's a definite style. It's been styled.
Yeah.
I just don't know why they decided. I mean, I guess slightly Western is like the least vampiric you could go with, and they were trying to make her the opposite, maybe. I don't know.
What do you mean, slightly Western?
The sort of cravatty kind of tartany thing.
I just think that was, like, very trendy at the time.
Do you think?
Very normcore trendy.
And then I was so disappointed when she becomes a vampire, and she has this opportunity to, like, be really, really evil, which... They're like, oh, she gets recruited by Ingrid, so she doesn't even, like, side with Ingrid or anything. She's just... under Ingrid's spell, which Vlad is upset about because she's supposed to be loyal to him turned her. And that annoyed me because we were talking about this last night at the pub. She never at any point, we're told that she's going out every night murdering people, but we're never shown it. Everything that we're shown about her... She is quite
really
pathetic and very similar to how she was before. We're just told that off screen she does all of
it's
these
nice
things.
It's nice for Ingrid to have a little friend. I liked her
having
a female
friend.
They don't
like her.
They don't spend that much time together.
I know, but when they did, I liked it.
One of the things as well, like I said this at the pub last night, I don't like it when the basis of a romance between two characters is you were my only choice. Like, if both ways, I know that they're at school. I know technically there would be other choices, but we do not meet a single other student for more than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So, no, they're not choices because they're not characters. It's them two, and then everyone else is like family or Renfield. So it's like, those are the only...
Renfield's family. Yeah.
Funnier to say it, though.
Yes. Come on, Renfield. You're part of the family. Sort of.
When's my birthday, then? And I bet you can't remember my first name either.
Keith! Nigel?
Susan!
It's Percival. Percival. Oh, you're all gonna pay for that.
There's also a new villain.
Yeah, there's more than one new villain, actually.
Is it Romanga?
Romanga.
There's Malik and Romanga are kind of the antagonists. Of
but Romanga's new to series 4 is my point. Malik's in series 3.
Is he? No.
Oh shit! No, he isn't.
He's right at the beginning of season 4.
Oh, he's so boring. I forgot when he was born.
I liked him. he's introduced these new policies, which are very like completely changing the foundation of the entire vampire society. In the
what Vlad has,
in the now you can't bite people.
There
you
are blood banks. There's a scene where they're hooking Erin up.
Yeah,
because she's a Slayer and she's contributing to people not getting bitten.
You don't believe in the truce anymore. Fair enough. Hands up. Who fancies draining a nice, juicy breather?
Me!
Anyone else?
Not me.
Good.
you, I don't think it's fair to introduce a groundbreaking, completely changing the way of life policy without introducing any kind of infrastructure or soft launch before forcing people to
completely
change.
They had a blood bank in the school in one country in England. No. What? In England?
But it's also like, do they care about vampires in other places? They don't know. There's no policing system.
Well, I really... this is in series 5, but there's a bit in series 5 where I actually really do not remember the ins and outs of it, but they go from the school to somewhere else and Renfield...
The Vampire High Council.
Yeah, yeah, Renfield says... Oh, I got a really nice tasting beetle in my mouth
over Belgium.
Over Belgium. And then he says, as they're leaving, he says, keep your mouth open over Belgium. And I was like, how quickly are they getting from
the bats?
The G's. Like,
yeah, bats don't go that quick.
Also, Renfield
isn't... They have to break the speed of sound, Elsie.
Yeah, bats can do that, can't they?
No.
I don't know why I thought that.
That's why it's the speed of sound and not the speed of bat, Jesus Christ. Fuck me. And I have to live with this. That's the problem.
So season 4, right, let me just quickly round off season 4.
So there's a rebellion.
And Vlad's meant to be marrying Romanga's daughter.
Yeah, so there's a whole, like, love triangle. Romanga is trying to marry off his daughter to the most powerful vampire ever, the Chosen One, but Vlad already has a girlfriend, so there's
breather girlfriend.
There's also Malik worms his way into the family by convincing the Count that he is his son.
Yeah.
Because the Count has slept around a bit. And...
A bit.
I'm 600 years old, man.
You would, wouldn't you? You'd get bored.
Yeah. By the way, how many more of your ex-girlfriends are coming to kill us?
Who knows? One doesn't like to brag. A lot can happen in a weekend. You happened in a weekend.
So...
I'd do it now and I'm not 600.
There's a sort of Malik, Ingrid, Vlad... feud for who's going to... I mean, you said that it was succession for vampires.
Yep. British vampire succession.
So he's going to try and become head of the Dracula clan because whatever.
Because the show's about the succession.
Of the head of the family.
Yeah. I really do get confused between the Chosen One storylines and the
head of the Dracula clan. Yeah.
Storyline.
It is confusing.
They're not that different in concept.
Yeah.
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 And they're happening at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like, Ingrid's mad all the time. I can't tell is she just mad that she's not the heir? Or is she mad that she's not the chosen one? Or both?
I think it's mostly focused on the heir, because it's like, the chosen one isn't in anyone's control. That's like the fates or whatever. So she rightly is like, that's... Why try for that? I can't be that. I can be the head of the family because I am the better vampire.
And it's the father's approval stuff.
Legit kid.
Well, yes.
No, she's not, because the Count never married. He had a kid with...
She's
the only full...
No, because if he didn't marry any of them...
No, I mean, she's the only full-blooded vampire.
No. Because Malik's mother is a vampire.
Isn't it a lie?
Yes, but Malik's not... What she's saying is she's the only legitimate heir in the fact that she's a full vampire. Malik's not even his son entirely.
Spoilers, he's not. But for a long time, you kind of are told that the Count has 3 kids with 3 women.
Well, it is a very... For a final season to bring in a whole... We're on
new
season
mum.
5 now. Yeah. Vlad's half human.
Can't be. I thought I said no more testing.
I'm sorry, Master, but Vlad's DNA is
what?
Half of it is biter, like yours.
Mine.
I ran a test on one of your hairs.
Whatever you thought you saw, you didn't. You are mistaken.
Don't hypnotize me. I'm sorry I ran the test, but Vlad's life depends on him.
And your life depends on forgetting what you saw.
But you don't understand. The other half of Vlad's DNA is like mine. He's half-breather. Yeah. Does Vlad know?
No! And he never will! It's a burden I swore I would carry alone.
But I always say a problem shared.
A problem for you if you even think about telling anyone.
Oh yeah, I made a note that was like, I feel like that was absolutely conjured out of thin air just after season four.
I really wish they'd known that that was where it was going and had peppered in clues. The show's not that clever, but I wish they had because I think I would have enjoyed it.
There is a lot of feels like making the story up as it goes along. But I don't care.
I met your mother at a goth festival in Whitby. I saw her across a crowded room full of depressed youth. At first, I really thought she was one of us. You know, some of those goths are very convincing. Anyway, we talked, we got on, I don't remember her name. I'm not sure I ever knew it, really.
Did she know that you were a vampire?
No, of course not. But when I found out you were to be born, I had to adopt you. You'd never have survived in a world of breathers, Vlad.
So how did Magda fit into this sordid little story?
Magda. She agreed to pass you off as her own. It took the pressure off her to produce a male heir, and then she could go off and do what she wanted, and she certainly grabbed that baton and ran with it.
Right, let me finish off what happens in season four.
No!
Please. So, Malik, his mum is a psycho, trying to get a shapeshifter. So she's like manipulating things, and she's trying to get her son to the head of the Dracula clan.
For what reason?
Just for reasons. And to get revenge on Dracula, yeah. Because, or whatever.
What actually do you get from being the head of a family except for like admin?
Literally.
I'm happy being a low rung, well paid layabout.
I don't think it's ever really explained why the Dracula family specifically is so in demand.
I guess just because, they are famous.
Yeah.
So Bertrand independently is onto this. He's like, someone is pretending to be all of us.
Yeah.
And he's working it out and no one is. Everyone's ignoring him. Everyone's being stupid. Yeah. And then Vlad stakes him because he's annoyed one day.
Well.
And I was heartbroken. Bertrand to, I was really upset.
Because it's like, he's right. And it's like, he also is clever about how he's right. He's not just stumbled upon it. He's figured it out. So it's like, oh, great. Finally. Come up and finally someone's thinking, finally sort of like actual complicated plot stuff is happening.
Bertrand. Everybody had motive, everybody had opportunity, and whoever did this played on that. They've covered their tracks by implicating everybody else. Someone is pulling the strings.
And then he's like, Vlad, I know what's going on. Blah, 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 blah. And then Vlad just...
Yeah, you're finally like, oh, this is going somewhere. Yeah.
Vlad is kind of on one this whole time. Like, he's really unpredictable. Yeah. Like...
He's like the blonde guy from the second generation of Am I High.
Yes.
What's his name?
Something. Yeah. There's...
we did do an episode on...
I want to say Ollie. Is it Ollie?
He looks like an Ollie, but I don't know if it's
He looks like an Ollie.
Yeah, it's so angsty, yeah. So full of teenage
this
angst.
Child dictators, bad idea. They do not have fully formed prefrontal cortexes. They cannot properly plan in the long term because they don't understand consequences.
Anyway, the angst is something I would like to do as a bonus episode at some point because I think it's very interesting. And
the concept of angst?
Yeah, no, just...
from the German word,
angst. And I also would like to talk about vampire media in general.
Yes.
As so that would be fun, potentially other people have seen, ContraPoints, a video on Twilight that we all sat down and were like, we don't have to watch this all in one go. And then three hours later.
Longer than most feature length films, yes. But it's ContraPoints, so you have to
watch it. We did the exact same thing with H Bomber Guy, which was an even longer
video. Well, they only come around about 18 months at a time. Yeah. So.
No, it's a special time.
What have you dropped?
Wine.
And the lid on.
Yeah.
The lid's on, don't worry, listeners.
Else hasn't seen Twilight 3, 4, 5.
I haven't.
Sorry, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I haven't.
So we might also make her watch them. But that live stream or something else, we don't know yet. So
yeah, because it's not really within the remit of this show. So
Twilight was... Yeah, but...
It was definitely a part of all of our childhoods, willingly or not.
And it... I definitely think it's had some influence on the second installment of Young Dracula.
Well, the book is in it.
Yes.
Do you normally read this sort of thing?
I found it in your confiscation cupboard.
Yes, I caught a student reading it in assembly. Are you enjoying it?
The haunting love story of a vampire man and a human woman. Sentimental and completely unrealistic. I don't suppose you've confiscated the sequel.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. Yes!
Yeah, that was really funny.
He's like, this is atrocious. When can I get the second
book? Yes, because the count is in love with the head teacher of the school, Mrs. McCauley. Oh,
shout
and
out, Mrs. McCauley.
I could have done with more Count and Mrs. McCauley scenes. I really, that was
when
the best.
She's not there in season five. I was like...
Yeah, I missed the school in season 5.
Who are these boring humans?
There's also, like, so much teasing of their relationship. And then at the end of season 4, when Vlad is, like, sorry.
The Count's dying.
Dad Vlad, not kid Vlad.
Dad Vlad
is dying in front of her. Like, revelations are made, confessions, etc. She finds out everything. And then instead of seeing the fallout, instead of being shown the fallout or anything... I wiped her mind and she's gone and it's fine. I'm fine. But he actually is fine, which is annoying.
Yeah, if he's like, it wouldn't have been safe for her, so he's doing the right thing. Yeah. Whatever.
It's nice guy.
Easy.
That's so late.
What do you think of my costume?
Costume?
Well, I'm the Bride of Dracula.
You look delectable. That outfit's a real heartstopper.
Well, you didn't dress up.
Greetings. I am Count Dracula, your husband.
I love the colour-changing contacts. Those fangs are amazing. Where'd you get them, eBay?
I made them myself.
I would like to talk about the Count as a character in these seasons. So
he's like a clown.
He's like a clown. He's
so Count.
In some ways, he is more evil in these seasons, and in other ways, he's more of a comedy character. Because in season five, him and Renfield are like a comedy double act. Yeah. Throughout the whole thing.
Yes, yes, make some noise. Make it, come on.
There's something in the larder. Oh,
sing.
There's something in the larder.
And we'll leave it in there until we think of somewhere a little more permanent.
But it's not dangerous, you say.
Just don't tell anyone of his existence. Never come back here and never ever, on pain of death, disturb it. Unless I say so. Which I might have to.
Right.
Quite soon.
Come on! Pretend I'm a breather. Hello, good morning. Attack me! Come on!
Glasses. Oh, well, goodbye, Renfield. It's been disgusting. Yes.
He's not actually very bright.
No, he's an idiot. He's a child.
Here's one of the main reasons I am 100% certain that a bunch of this stuff was absolutely from the hip and they didn't plan it. Because the characterization of Dracula is so unsubtle and a little bit airheaded and a little bit incapable of keeping anything to himself for any amount of time. He is the worst at being subtle. No way could that man keep the secrets that he's had to keep.
I think in seasons 3 and 4, maybe the writers would have been like, okay, it makes sense that Vlad's half human and perhaps his mother was a goth in Whitby. And they went, yeah, I mean, that does make sense, but we can't put it in the show. And in season 5, they were like, yeah, put it in. We'll think about it later.
Also, there's no way, based on Magna's characterization, it wouldn't have come up before. There's no way she's just going to keep that to herself. She will use that to her advantage to get what she wants. And she doesn't. And that, to me, definitive proof.
It's like, how can we shoehorn Whitby in here somehow? Yeah. And they moved to the north, but why don't they move to Whitby? They could have moved to Whitby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's filmed in Liverpool, but it's Lancashire that it's set. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they're north. All northern. In the first two, they were all Welsh, and they're all northern in this one. Yeah.
Shout out the north.
But it's, even though I love... I love the Count. I love the Count.
No, oh, actually, hang on, I can do it.
There we go. The more I watch, the more I appreciate Keith Lee Castle's performance. I think it's just unbelievable.
Me and Els had a necessary conversation about this.
Oh, you've been talking without me again, have you?
It was just in the kitchen going,
oh, right.
Go on.
His hair.
It's even more lustrous in this season. Yeah. It looks like it's been brushed between tapes.
Yes. I think it's the most lustrous in series 3.
I agree. It's so soft.
Every time, like, I notice mostly in the Miss Macaulay scenes, because his hair just looks so good in all of those scenes. I'm like, my guy, did you just have a blowout before you came in this room?
No, it looks literally. So luthiers, people that make violins, when making bows, they brushed the hair at least 100 times, because if even one hair is crossed, two hairs are crossed, it won't sound right. The Count's
hair on a violin.
It looks like
he's
that.
Got a luthier to do his hair for him.
It's incredible. I love him, but he does make it hard to root for him, because there is a bit in season 4 where he asks his two sons to fight to the death to find out which one he loves the most by virtue of them still being alive. Which
That's
is
so funny.
It does make it like
Meg energy.
Like, he threatens to disown Vlad in, I think, every season apart from 5.
It actually is quite Meg energy, but
that's
in the
how
sense,
I'm an only child.
In the sense,
I fought
that
them to the death.
You want to be the number one Meg.
Yeah, if your name's Megan, I'll fight you.
She will as well.
She will.
Right, this is my address.
There will be a duel tomorrow. Only one of you will survive, and he who survives will be my heir.
You want me to kill Vlad?
No, I want Vlad to kill you. But if you succeed, then we'll... Yes, I suppose we'll have to do.
And what if I refuse to fight?
Then Malik will execute you!
And in season 5, the Count says at the end of season 4, as he's dying, Vlad, I will never threaten to disown you again. Because he's dying and he's funny and he's like, oh yeah, I'm not going
to
do that
he
again.
He actually says at the end of series 5, there was a time when I was embarrassed to be your dad.
Yeah.
But now I love you and stuff. In season 5, though, he's really, like, he's mellowed.
I'll say that 3, 4, 5, any time the Count was on screen was, I actually think, the most engaging parts of the show.
Oh, yeah.
It was him and Ingrid were the most engaging actual bits of the show. But
I'd say Renfield as well.
My favourite bit of the show was any bit with Wolfie.
Wolfie!
That irrelevant kid that's there.
Yeah!
Yeah,
he's so sweet. And
it's nice
so
of the
radically
Count
normal.
But he stinks.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because he's the half vampire, half werewolf son of Magda that the Count decides to just keep.
He should be crazy powerful by most lore, but nah, he's just this little kid that turns into like
a little,
like
dog,
a little dog, a little puppy.
I know.
Go on, in you get.
But I want to stay with you.
So long, Wolfie. Give my regards to your mother.
Good riddance, eh, Master? Just you and me again now, Sire. As it should be.
Wait! I've reconsidered. You may stay on a trial basis.
But Master!
Who but Master nothing?
And Renfield loves him. They're just like little friends.
Unceremoniously, just not on the show anymore.
Yeah, in season 5 he just goes.
Infuriated.
Yeah.
What's that smell?
Best try. Wolfie's favourite.
Wolfie's gone. Magda took him away last week.
My Wolfie.
Left you these.
I'll keep these close to my heart forever. Oh, Wolfie.
Yeah.
Happens to a lot of them, though, Laura, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but usually they get unceremoniously killed. He's just off-screen removed.
Would you rather he was killed?
No, I'd rather see him get in the cab.
Yeah, Renfield was very upset when, he says, my Wolfie.
Tired, Meg.
What time is it?
It's Meg's bedtime.
It's 10:07. No, it's 10:08. It's 10:08. Which is not much better.
Well, that seems like a pretty good place to end that episode, or should I say part A of this episode. Remember, you can go straight onto part B if you like, if you've got it in you, if you've got the time. And if you want to join us at a later date, no worries, we still love you. We'll see you later. All right then, on with part B.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.